game week. We're excited. I had a good week last week of preparation and focused completely on Arizona now and this game this weekend. We're really excited about the matchup. Have a lot of respect for Arizona. Know their program really well. Obviously, good friends with their head coach. So Brent and I go way back. We worked together at Oregon State. Became really close. Myself and him and our families became close. So really good friend. We keep in touch quite often. Obviously, not as much now, especially that we're playing against each other. But there's a lot of guys on that staff that I admire and that I know really well that are friends of mine. And I know that they'll have their guys ready. You know, looking at the who they have at offensive coordinator with Dino and with Akina at DC. I mean, there's a lot of knowledge, a lot of experience in coaching great teams. And so looking forward to the matchup. Looking forward to having them here at home. And there's a lot of exciting things going on here this week. And the goal for our team is to stay focused and to stay humble, keep working hard. I know there's a lot of people talking about us, but I think the key for our team is just keep working, put your nose down to the ground and go to work and find ways to get better. And so we know that if we can do that and we can prepare the right way this week, we got an exciting team coming into town. Arizona's tons of talent. And I think a lot of attention goes to their offense because they have playmakers all over the place. They can run the ball. They can throw the ball and have really great talent at the quarterback position with Noah and with McMillan as a receiver. You can see there's a great connection between them, but you can see that he's connected to all his receivers. And man, he knows how to dish out the ball. But they have a very strong run game. And I think when that happens, a lot of attention goes to the offense, but the defense is really strong. The defense knows how to make plays, force turnovers. They play really disciplined football, very physical. Just really impressed with them in all three phases, watching them on film, so I know they're well coached. And I know they have tons of talent. I know they have great young men that are tough and want to play this game. So looking forward to that matchup, though. We're thinking it's going to get the most out of us. You can see it on film. They've done something that they've done something already by going into Salt Lake City and beating Utah. So coming to this environment isn't going to be new for them. They're going to see an excited fan base. I'm excited that we get to play at home, but we can't look at that as the only advantage that we have. We have to find advantages on the field, and that starts from your prep and starts from film study, but also from practice and weight room, all that stuff. A lot goes into this game, and it can't just be on game day. It's got to be leading up to it. So we're looking forward to getting the work done. I'm excited about how these guys worked last week. So you know, here we go. It's time to go to work. And man, but I'm really excited about this game. I'm excited about the progress that we're making as well. And we'll just see what happens when we get to the game. So, what questions do you guys have?
Coach, we'll start with questions from Jared Lloyd and then John Kuhn.
I'm having some technical issues. We'll see if this works. Just want to ask about when you know a team is going to be ready coming off a bye week. Because sometimes teams come out flat after that week off. So I just wonder when you know that the team's ready to go and not going to be flat in the game.
Well, I think that's a easy assumption to make, because I think that when you get into the momentum of every week playing the game, I think that could happen when you don't take that week as serious and then you change up the rhythm. So our rhythm has been the same. It was a work week for us last week, and so the guys got to practice and we put some pads on and we got to work. So that's the only difference is we didn't play a game. So. But we require our guys to get some work in still, even during game day, try to find ways to get them in great shape. But they had to heal as well, and mentally they can get themselves ready. So going to this week, I'm not worried about game day yet. You know, we'll see what happens when we get to the game and what happens. But I think our preparation's been pretty good right now.
Alani, looking at the sack totals so far, you guys have gotten 10 sacks through 5 games last year. For the entire season, you had 11 sacks. What's been the biggest difference in your mind with your ability to just get back there and pressure the quarterback and get those sacks this year?
Does everybody understand the system? Sacks are usually, big plays are usually made from all 11 guys doing it right and complementing each other. So I think one easy thing people want to make is that the easy statement would be that, well, we got better pass rushers. That they're all the same guys, you know. So believing in the system, getting better, and then having the coverage complement what you're doing up front too. So all that goes hand in hand. I think the guys are really understanding it more. I think we're making bigger plays and not just sacks, but getting some hurries, getting some creating some difficult throws. I think we've gone against some really good quarterbacks that can make some accurate throws, but we've made it difficult for them. So, I think all that goes hand in hand. But I have to give a lot of credit to the coaches and the players for understanding the scheme and executing it in the right way.
Go ahead, Joel Drew, and then Mitch Harper.
Kalani, your first head coaching game was against Arizona back in Phoenix in 2016. What do you recall? What are your favorite memories from that game?
Oh, man, now you're testing my memory, Jay. I just remember the game. Was it Phoenix Stadium, right? The University of Phoenix Stadium? Jake Oldroyd made the kick, and I remember fullback, I think, scored our first touchdown, which was nice. But it was just a competitive game. This is a lot of fun. Yeah, so that seems so long ago now. I mean, I think I was way better looking back then. Not that this is saying much about me now, but yeah. Other than that, I mean, there's a lot of great memories. We had some really good battles with Arizona. I'm really excited that they're in the conference and that we get to play them here in Provo. And so I also, like I said, I have a lot of friends and a lot of people that I know that are on that staff. And then they do an amazing job. And I have a lot of respect for them and their fan base. And I know that their families and their fans will be treated really nicely by our fans here, and hope it's a great overall experience, except for it works in our favor on the scoreboard.
Kalani, looking at the depth chart this week, notice there's no Cody Epps listed. What's the status then for him this week?
Yeah, he's not going to be available to play this week, and after getting a little bit more feedback on everything, we're hopeful for the next week, but definitely out for this week.
And looking at the running back situation, you've got all the running backs listed at that spot. Is the expectation still to have all those guys available? And are you hoping to see someone become kind of the feature back in that group this this week?
Yeah, we have all of them available. We had some extra practice time last week, so it was good to have the extra practices, so we were able to get a lot of reps for guys that are coming back, LJ and Hinkley. It was important to get those reps for them, and now with a lot of guys that have had experience, it's just a matter of us getting the guys in the right time and making sure that they know what they're doing, and then making sure that everybody's tuned up for this game. So, yeah, it's a problem, but a different problem now. Now that we have five guys, I think, that have played in games this year, and now we can, we got back our depth chart. We feel good about when we held out LJ for this week. We knew that we can get him ready for this game, and we could spend more time and him being closer to 100% this week. And he had a great week of practice last week, so I imagine those guys will get back to it, and I trust that A-Rod and Harvey will get the right guys on the field. And we knew it would be by committee when guys had to go out and get hurt, and now that they're back, we'll just see how we deal with it in this next game.
Thanks, Mitch. We'll take some more questions from Jake and then. Go ahead, Jake.
Yeah, Kalani, I wanted to ask you about Dwayne Aquina. He's been around the game for a long time. He's got a very aggressive defense.
I know you said you know of him and you've coached around him, but what do you expect from that defense overall?
Yeah, what you see on film, I think they have proven that they can get after the quarterback. They can stuff the run and they can stop the pass. And so they play an aggressive type of defense, and they create turnovers, which is what gave them a spark and some momentum over the weekend. And so and Dwayne Akina has been around football for a long, long time. He's a legend in the business. And so being Polynesian growing up, you knew what he was doing and you followed his career. And so just really, really appreciated him as a leader and him as an example to all of us. I mean, he's one of the the OGs, one of the original guys that have been in coaching. And so a lot of us, especially on the defensive side, really appreciate him and his mentorship as we kind of grew up in the profession. He was always kind and always accommodating to all of us. And so it's been awesome just to have him, to have him around and see what he's doing with that defense. He's done an amazing job with his staff.
What is the combination between Noah Fifita and Tater Owen McMillan? What makes it so effective?
It's always deadly. It's always dangerous because you see they have a great connection. But that was back when they're in high school together, So, but you can't discount tight end. I've watched Noah as he's played and watched all the film on him, and has a great demeanor, great command of the field, and he's super tough, man. He makes some tough throws, and he's got an elite awareness and ability and IQ, and so you combine that with McMillan's ability to go up and catch the ball and to get open, and then you can't say too much about their offense without mentioning that the other guys can get it done too. So they have capable players at every position, great skill, tough O-line, a physical O-line. So this is a good matchup. I like the matchup against our defense. I think it's going to test us, and I think it's going to get the most out of us. So I'm looking forward to it, and I'm looking forward to this next step that we can take as a team, especially in the physical part of it, and it helps that we get to go against some great talent. We've watched them on film enough, and this weekend was another example of it. And like I said, they went up in Salt Lake City and beat them, and that's a tough place to play. You just don't do that. That doesn't happen by accident. So we have to be ready to get their best shot, and we have to make sure that we give them our best shot too.
Go ahead, Sean.
Yeah, Coach, you touched on this a little bit with kind of just the nature of where the program's at, the 5-0 start, and keeping the players hungry and humble is I think the term that you've used for a few weeks now. But with this week, there is a little bit of kind of an added microscope on the team, I guess, with Fox coming in and some of their big national shows and that kind of stuff. Does that provide more of a challenge for you guys, keeping the guys hungry and humble when there is that big of a spotlight and Reggie Bush in the house and that kind of stuff?
Only if you let it become a distraction. I think we prepped for this whole year. We're at the position that we thought we would be, but that means that you go back to working hard again. I'm excited for the fans and for our families, for everybody to see the excitement around BYU football. I'm glad that there's a lot of attention that we're having Fox come in and be part of the festivities because I want to show off our fans, but that doesn't even talk about our offense, our defense, and special teams. We have a lot of work to do, so it's great for everybody, and I want our players to embrace the excitement, the energy, but you embrace it by going to work and you go back to work. Stay humble, work hard, and practice hard, get better. That's what we got to do. They've done a great job with that every week so far, and I don't see this week changing with our message and our mentality. We have a leadership meeting coming up in the next little bit, and they know what our expectations are, what I expect of them. This is a team that's led by the players quite a bit. The players are on top of everything, and I trust them to get it done. Obviously, as head coach, you're always worried about certain things, like what you mentioned. But those are all distractions that they can be distractions only if you allow them to be. I think we've got to get back to work, man. I think the weekend has shown that college football is wild and crazy, which is what makes it exciting. And if we can do our part by just working hard, staying humble, and finding ways to get better.
Coach, we'll take our last questions from Jared Lloyd and then Mitch Harper.
Kalani, you just touched on this a little bit, but as a fan of BYU, these types of years, BYU's had some good years when there has been some chaos around the country. You know, and as a fan, I'm sure you remember those, of course. But how much fun is it when you're part of a season where it seems like just about any week anything can happen, and you don't want to be on the wrong end of that, but just the fun of the season?
Yeah, it's all fun. That's why we got into it, you know, and my job is to allow these young men to play at their best, which usually means allow them to be loose and to have fun at the same time. But it's only fun if you're playing at your best and if you know that you've done all the work to prep for it. You know, I think the preparing mentally, physically, spiritually, all those things, it all matters. And so we have to do all that part so we can have the most fun on Saturday. You put in the work, and you got to appreciate, and we talk about as a team and talk about to the players, you got to relish the grind. You got to appreciate all the tough parts about it because you get to enjoy this. You have to show appreciation and respect to the game by loving the workouts, the training, the physical practices, just the grueling, tough part of it. And then you go out and you have fun on the game day. That's what it's all about. But along the way, there's nothing wrong with smiling and enjoying it. You know, I mean, I know that it's not easy to go out there and work out and do the training conditioning all the time, but that's got to be part of your fun. The tough and gritty moments have got to be part of what you do every day, and a lot of that is you do it your best because you want to show appreciation to those that got you there. And so these guys have done a great job. We got to keep working hard and trying to find ways to better ourselves, not just physically, but it's all the ways, mentally, spiritually, all those ways. And I love the way these guys have been, their approach to every week, to every day and every practice. And it's going really well, so why mess it up? Let's just keep working hard.
Kalani, how are you, A-Rod, and TJ Woods approaching the competition at center this week? Who are the guys that are going to be competing to replace the shoes left behind with Connor Pay?
Well, we have a lot of guys that can play center. And so luckily I trust TJ Woods to get the O-line ready. He has done a great job at training them in different ways. You know, so we have a lot of guys that can snap the ball, but a lot of guys that can play left, right guard and center. Got tackles that can play left and right tackle. So I think there's a lot of cross training in terms of the five O linemen. But I think having guys like Mucasini, but also guys like Bruce Mitchell and Jake Eichhorn, Trevor Pay, Sam Daw, all those guys I just named, I'm probably leaving out a few more. They can all snap. So it's more than just snapping the ball. It's just getting the right guys, getting the connection. It's hard to replace Connor because he just does things naturally that you don't really have to coach. But luckily, Coach Woods is always, and A-Rod, and they've always prepped for these type of moments, which is why you saw, I wouldn't say a seamless transition, but you saw that Sonny was able to take over when he needed to move to center. And he's always played mostly guard, so he was able to take over at center and did a really good job at it. And I think a lot of that has to go to who's playing at guard with Waylon Lapuaho, that has had so much experience there. And now we have a lot of experience with guards that have played. We have Austin Leusa and also Bruce Mitchell and others that have played in that position, and Mucasini himself. So I think a lot of that goes to the players that get themselves ready and the coaching that they're receiving.
One quick thing, too. I wanted to ask. I saw in the game notes that the broadcasters this week are Gus Johnson and Joe Klatt, two of the top guys in the sport. Have you ever had any interactions or interviews with Gus Johnson or any of those guys that are going to be in the booth this week?
Yep. Yeah. I've met them and had a lot of interaction with them in the years past. So a lot of cool personalities coming into town. There's a lot of excitement. I think that's they're going to do a great job at what they do, which is report the game and commentate and give the commentary to it. I need to do my job, which is get the team ready to play so that there's something to report and get excited about. So the good people, great professionals that are coming into town. I think our fans should be really excited about it. I'm excited about our players are, but our job is going to be what we do on the field. I think the fans and everybody else can enjoy the rest of them.